Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Mike and I are excited to be with you and wanting to just dive right in today. So the title of the podcast is In Search of Guidance, and we just want to talk. It's going to be a shorter podcast, maybe 10 minutes or so, but we want to talk about how does a believer look for guidance in life, searching for guidance, wanting to follow the Lord's will. Mike, this is something that we've talked about before on the podcast, but we're dipping in again today, trying to just give some simple, clear a framework to think about this question. So, Mike, let me just pass it to you. Where does your mind go first with this? Maybe you can kind of set a trajectory for us here for these next few minutes.
My mind first goes to kind of the confused, you know, the confused person, which is all of us at one point or another,
yeah.
Where they're like, what should I do? Okay. What should I do? And maybe it's not whether I should get the roast beef sandwich or the turkey sandwich. This is more, who should I marry in life? What school should I go to? Which job should I take? Where should I live? What city should I move to? These kind of things.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happens often, and I think we've talked about this before on other episodes, it's come up. This is part of daily life that I think is so common, where, you know, I've had friends say to me before, well, I'm moving to this state because God told me to. And now that the Lord has told us, we're aiming that way. And then like 2 weeks later, he comes and goes, well, now it's a different state. And I'll be like, did God give you the wrong directions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when you ask directions to someone and they're like, oh, take a left, take a right, do this and that. And they're like,
that was wrong directions. Right.
Like, does God give you wrong directions? And it's like, no, and we're trying to challenge them. No, God doesn't give you wrong directions, you know. So I don't know. I want to address that, like, what the person who's confused and then going, so how do I get the guidance?
Right.
How do I figure it out as a Christian?
I think you framed it out the right way. I think that where people are looking for something from God outside of Scripture, typically it has to do with those decisions that are up. You know, they're up against. Where do I live? Who do I marry? What do I do, you know, with this next part of my life? Like big, big life questions. You have this sense, I think, of looking for some kind of a nudge or some kind of a direction, you know, wanting to have a clarity even in your own mind, that this path that you're walking down is something that's going to be pleasing to the Lord. So with that situation in mind, Mike, where do we go? Where does somebody look for guidance and direction in that setting?
Okay, well, I want to take another step back.
Okay,
real quick.
Yeah.
I thought of something else when you said that.
Do it.
I liked what you just said. But okay, so does God give wrong directions? Okay, the answer is going to be no.
Right.
But the question of, does God give extra biblical binding directions? Like, is this like you have to do it because you thought you heard something? But let's take a step back from that and say, does God give specific binding biblical direction on subjective things of life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about whether you should forgive, okay? Or whether you should love, okay? Those are the macro. The macro, yes. The micro, no. I'm going to say no. And what happens is, have you ever talked yourself into something because you read a Bible verse and said, ah, there's my assurance that I need to go to Timbuktu?
Yeah. Especially at one point, I would have been more inclined to just crack the Bible and see what it said.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Or search in Isaiah, where it says your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way walking.
Oh, yeah. Someone has told me about this exact verse. Yes.
Or Psalm 32, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Mm-hmm. I will lead you in the way that you should go.
Mm.
As if, oh, I'm just going to start walking and God is going to literally, like, you know how your watch, if you have a smart watch, it'll literally vibrate whether you're supposed to turn right or left. And somehow they made it so that even though it's on your left hand, you know you're supposed to turn right.
Mm. I didn't know that, but
that's awesome. It's so amazing.
I don't have a smart watch.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So that's going to, God will do that for you, you know? Mm. No. Mm. So I've got three things I want to say, and I know you're bringing some stuff to the table. How do we want to do this?
I mean, can you just bring your three? And if I have any thoughts, I'll say them. And if I don't, I'll
bring my three. You can correct them if you'd like.
Okay.
I won't be correcting. This time.
Okay. Okay. Good.
No. People, we get along well. Okay, here we go. Number one, read and heed the word of God. Okay? If you're in search of guidance, and what should you do? read and heed the word of God. Now, you might say, well, that's, wait, you just said that God doesn't give micro directions from the word. Yeah, but you do need the macro, okay? You do need to make sure that, do the check downs. Is it illegal? Is it immoral? Okay, there's mm-hmm. a no. There's a no mm-hmm. on those. If it is illegal or immoral, you're not going to go do that. God already gave you a macro idea about that.
Right.
And then you can micro apply it, you know? So I would say read and heed the word of God. Like, you got to be just drenched in the word, okay? And I find that those drenched in the word don't always decide in spurious ways, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, do you think that those who are drenched in the word do have a kind of a baseline confidence of, you know, at least hopefully having this sense of, I know that I'm broadly trying to submit my life to God's will. And then they have this, there's a settledness that comes from that. Is that fair?
I love the way you just said that. Yeah. A baseline confidence of general, kind of like you have a baseline confidence of general direction in life. You are submitted to the will of God. And again, then what that will is, we know it's good, acceptable, and perfect.
Yeah.
And we know the Bible says very clearly, this is God's will, this is God's will, this is God's will. Okay? So you know that there's certain things that are absolutely God's will that you can now micro apply. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So those that checks some things off. Yeah. Like, God's will is your sanctification. God's will is abstaining from sexual immorality. God's will is for you to rejoice always and pray without ceasing, mm-hmm. all of that. So I think that there's just certain things you just go, okay, and that will drive certain decisions you make. But I just think that without reading and heeding the word of God, you're just literally saying, I'm going to create my own compass,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally with you. Nothing else to add. Okay. So read and heed the word. If there's anything else, bring it. And if not, maybe you can give us number two.
Well, let's just go to number two. Get advice from the wise. Now, you notice what I said there? Get advice from the wise. Like, we're not Rehoboam where we're like, hey, let's listen to our compatriots who are going to tell us bad advice.
Right.
Okay. Right. We don't want bad advice. Okay.
Yeah.
Proverbs is chock full of this, but it's Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, plans fail. But with many advisors, they succeed.
Hmm.
And again, the right number of advisors. You don't need to ask 1,000 people.
Yeah.
But maybe 3 might be. You know, like sometimes what we say here at church, if you're going to spend more than this amount of money, you need to get 3 quotes, mm-hmm. 3 bids, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe you need, if you're going to do something big, maybe you need at least 3.
There you go.
And that's probably a small amount. But I recently had a quandary, and I'm like, how do I answer this certain situation? And I asked 3 friends, and they gave me really good advice. And I told one of them the other day, I said, guess what? I took your advice. He's like, wow, thanks.
Nice.
I said, hey, when I, it wasn't painless. It wasn't an easy advice. It was actually hard advice.
Hmm.
But I listened to my friend.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he has a track record of being trusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you, any thoughts about, I mean, I'm when you said, you know, consult the wise for advice, mm-hmm. sometimes it seems like wise people look for wise people and not wise people sometimes look for not wise people. do you have any,
True that, right?
Tell me if that's crazy, but do you have any thoughts about who are those wise people? You know, what marks that person that you should be trusting and going to for counsel?
Ooh, good question. Good question. Well, okay. There again, track record of wisdom. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, Proverbs talks to you about what the wisdom is, fear of the Lord. So they fear God.
Yeah. There you
go. They have a reverence for God. They're not self-willed. Okay.
Mm.
Not like just doing whatever they want and kind of telling everyone what to do. They're like, I would say they're humble. I would say they have integrity. I would say, they follow through on their promises.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what a pastor elder should be, you know? Mm. I mean, I just say like someone who is humble and integrous and follows through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's great. I just wonder sometimes if people feel, I don't know, if people ever feel like, who would I look to? You know, I'm surrounded by a bunch of my peers and I'm up against this big decision. It can be hard to maybe break out of that peer group or whatever to go find somebody. But I mean, one place obviously is pastors and their wives or elders and their wives to just think of that group. But I like your answer more, Mike. I think it's just generally people in the body because we're supposed to counsel one another. So people who have that track record of they love the Lord, they fear the Lord, their life marked by humility and obedience to God. I don't know. We kind of, you know it when you see it at some point. You
a
know?
Solid Christian who lives godly. Yeah. Here's another one, I think. Do you have anyone in your life that ever asks you about how your life is going and about if they can pray for you?
Hmm.
That kind of person, I would be apt to go, hey, by the way, can I have a few minutes? I want to ask you your advice about something.
Yep, that's okay? Good. Yeah.
Because they're not just sucking you dry of all life energy, you know?
Yeah.
They're actually building into you.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the kind of people that build into you. Now, that's a mutual thing. That should be a mutual thing. Like, hopefully all of us are like, ooh, I want to be that kind of person in people's lives.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah. Really good. I don't have anything else. Okay. So maybe the third?
Okay, the third one is this. Make a decision and own it. Okay, so first, read and heed the word of God. Second, get advice from the wise. And third, make a decision and own it. And the idea there is don't blame anyone but you if it fails or if it breaks. Okay? Like why would you say, well, God didn't come through, okay? Or my friend gave me bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
No, you took it, okay?
Yeah.
Like you gotta, I just think owning the responsibility for your own choices is paramount. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. When I was facing a decision at one point, a friend said something to me like, you know, I think you want someone to swoop in and just tell you what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And no one's going to do that. Right. You know, you need to make that decision. And that was good advice. You know, people can say different things, but you actually have to be the one that owns it eventually and says, okay, I've weighed some advice. I'm reading God's word. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's going to fall on your shoulders, that responsibility to make the choice. So that was good advice. Yeah.
Okay. So there's something I say to people when I'm going to do biblical counseling with them. I'll say, look, and I've learned over the years, you kind of have to start with something like this. You tee it up. Okay. What is the thing you are coming to me for? Like, what is it? What is the topic? Okay. Don't wait 2 hours to tell me. Just what is it? Okay. And then will you listen? Like, will you listen to my more objective advice? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more objective than you on this one. Are you willing to listen to me? And I'm going to be using the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, what is it? Are you willing to listen? And are you willing to follow what the word says?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think when someone says to you, just tell me, I would be like, so I offer your permission to tell you exactly what I think you should do right now. Knowing that it's not binding on your conscience, knowing that someone else might give you better advice. But yes, I will tell you exactly what I think you should do if you promise you won't blame me for it. And you own it. If you decide you want to do this, you own it.
Right.
I've done that with people before. And I think that's very freeing. Like to be able to go, okay, I'll tell you what you should do. But again, don't just follow it. You have to test it.
Yeah.
And then own it.
Right.
It has to be your decision.
And in a counseling setting, sometimes all you're just saying what God's word says that they may have decided to ignore or not be aware of. Let me tell you what you should do. And I'm just pointing to a verse and saying, here's your life. Here's what God's word says. This is what I think you should do.
Well, that and something else. I would say, yes, you are going to listen to what the word says, but I'm talking in the micro.
Okay.
Okay. I was just on the phone with some friends yesterday that called me, that moved out of state and they needed some help on advice on a church thing. Okay. And they said, what do you think we should do? And I listened and he did all this stuff. And, it's funny because I'm like, oh boy, that's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what the word says about it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what this group is telling you about it. And that's in the realm of like kind of a subjective opinion. Now, you guys want me to tell you what I really think about this, right? And they're like, absolutely.
Yeah, we want that, yeah.
So I said, okay, well, here's how I did it. I said, you could do this or you could do that. Like, I think you could do both and be in good conscience. It all depends on where you're landing. You could act, and I gave them two things. I said, you could do this or you could do that. But it would be predicated on whether your conscience is clear on it and whether you're willing to give that up to do that or stand your ground to do this.
Mm.
And there's been other times where someone will say, well, what do you think I should do? And I'm talking really specific, okay? Not like, again, what kind of sandwich you should get. It's like, that's just dumb. But I'm talking about something that's of substance. I always say, love Jesus and do as you please. Love the Lord and do what you want. So I try to help people go, okay, what is the thing you really, really want to do? Like, which of these two or three decisions, if you don't get that one, you're going to feel, you know, bummed or whatever. Yeah.
I think, that's actually going maybe right the direction I was thinking of going. This is probably the last thing I have to say, Mike, but, excuse me, you've always said that, love Jesus and do as you please. But it's not always easy to know what you please or what you want, right? Mm-hmm. That's, I think, that's a big part. The big challenge in these decisions is, well, I don't know if I want to go to, if I want to go to UCLA or if I want to go to USC. I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
That's not even a question, and you know it.
I just need to stir the pot a little bit. I don't know.
Friend, by the way, I told a friend who's going to get some medical stuff. I go, hey, even if you go to USC Medical, I'll still go visit you.
There you go. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Because I'm a, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a Bible believing Christian. These things are just complicated. I don't know if I want to stay in California and have a smaller place and be in a really, you know, tight financial situation, but I'm close to family, or if I want to leave and have a different life somewhere else. These are complicated questions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that one of the things that we can do in under these umbrellas of read and heed the word of God, seek counsel from the wise, is to just pray that God will give clarity in terms of our own internal desires, mm-hmm. and to think about that and to process that with wise people. But here's the things that I value. Here's the ways that I see God giving me gifting, opportunity, desires. That's a constellation of so many different factors that eventually can converge to give clarity. But I think sometimes God can bless us with that clarity too, where over time, through many conversations, through circumstances changing, both internal and external factors can lead us to a place where we say, okay, I think I now know what I want to do. And Lord willing, that's kind of the direction I'm going to start to aim. So, yeah.
And I think,
yeah,
I just think those are really wise words. And I think some advice that we could get even from the word about this is where, you know, in Romans 14, where it basically says, let everyone be convinced in his own mind, okay? So in Romans 14, verse 5, it says, one person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Like, they've made the judgment, okay? Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind, okay? And then it says in verse 23, whatever does not proceed from faith is sin, okay? So you don't want to, I don't know, When you look at Romans 14, either verse, you know, 5 there, or you look at verse 23, you don't want to lead yourself into sin or someone else into sin. And you do want to trust. I like what you said, like pray that God would give you clarity. You have to have clarity. But I think that there's these two kind of polar opposite views that Christians lean towards, okay? And maybe we're not as balanced as we could be on an ongoing basis. One is, God, just tell me, mm-hmm. let me see it in the clouds.
Yeah.
Let me see it in the writing in the sky, in the chemtrails in the sky. Or on the other hand, you know, take the love Jesus and do what you please to the weird extreme of, I get to do whatever I want.
Oh yeah.
And I love Jesus, but then they're saying yes to sin. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's those polar opposite ideas that I've just found that it's way easy for all of us to kind of lean those ways versus being balanced and saying, okay, I'm taking my desires, I'm taking what the word says, I'm taking my desires, I'm praying, but knowing that the Bible doesn't say thou shalt do this or that. Again, go back to one of the opening questions. Does God give extra biblical guidance that is binding? That's what a lot of Christians talk like.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord told us that we need to move to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. How did he tell you? Well, it was this internal thing I had. I'm like, could it just be, we really want to move to Oklahoma, the gas is cheaper, eggs and milk are cheaper, and we can get a farm. And we believe, and this is the bigger one, we believe that our gospel witness there will be rich and full, and we'll make sure of that, you know.
Yeah.
And first thing we'll do is find a church.
Yeah.
I think it's different than saying, when James says, look, you who say, we're going to go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit, you should say, if the Lord wills, we shall do this or that. And again, but how do you know the Lord's will? It's in some sense, it's a little bit trial and error.
Right. And I think that's kind of the point of that verse, right? You don't know mm-hmm. that will. Mm-hmm. And so there's that humility of, we just don't know. And that kind of the same idea in the Proverbs, you know, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. So somebody's gearing up for this. This is the direction. And they have no idea that at the same time, God is directing them in a different way. So Mike, mm-hmm. maybe like final thoughts here, anything else you want to add? And then we'll close this one up.
Well, let me go to James, where I was just quoting from James 4, verse 13. It says, come now, you who say, I think there's something embedded in these verses that will really help us. James 4, 13 to 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go we will go. There's kind of a will, the will to go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know. That's the middle part. That's the embedded part. You do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Verse 15, instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will do this or that. And it goes on to say, but as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Similar there to kind of what it says in Romans, right? So the idea of you don't know. And if the Lord wills, how will you know if the Lord wills? Mm. Again, well, I think we want to, I don't know, talk ourselves into things and paint God into corners that God told me this was his will, when maybe you don't realize till after you look back,
yeah,
and reflect and go, oh, this worked. Now, maybe, let's say it works out and it wasn't the Lord's will. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you're engaging in business that is cheating people or something, you know, that's not the Lord's will.
Right.
Just because you're making money.
Or you start a business that flops. And is that not the Lord's will? Well, it wasn't his will to bless you where that was going to be the next thing.
Yeah.
So you went for it. And I don't know, like, I think that is a good example of the different ways things could go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think this is a good discussion. I think we could probably end there.
Yeah.
But read and heed the word, get advice from the wise and make a decision and own it.
Yeah.
Always seeking the will of God, always, you know, loving the Lord, and then doing the good thing. You know, like as Ephesians 5 says, do whatever is good, right, and true.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'll close this in a second. Just one last thing to drop in, maybe just a kind of a caution. I feel like has cropped up in my life. We need to be just careful not to let this decision or kind of like ideally arranging our circumstances become the thing we're chasing for satisfaction instead of the Lord giving us satisfaction, right? Because there's always going to be open loops. Oh, should I do this or that? What about this or this thing in my life? And if we're waiting for things to magically line where we're like, everything is perfect, I finally got into the ideal, whatever it is, living situation, job, church, you know, whatever it is. Now I can be satisfied. That's a rabbit that we're never going to catch.
I agree.
So that's a helpful thing too. Like, the Lord satisfies. And Jesus said, you know, the Gentiles seek after all these different things. Mm-hmm. But we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else that we need will be added to us.
Yeah.
So
last word I'll give is Ephesians 5 verses 9 and 10. The fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Great place to end. Well, listeners, hope that was helpful to you. We'll talk to you next time on the podcast. Until then, God bless you. Have a great week.